Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone else has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
We have before us a historic opportunity to pursue a safer, more secure world for our children. It might not come around again in our lifetimes. That's why we're going to seize it today and keep America a beacon of hope, liberty, and leadership for generations to come.
Mr. Obama said without the Iran nuclear deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. Earlier on Saturday, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal, saying it's not a signal of cooperation with the U.S. and its allies on other issues. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, Saturday, with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. Interior Ministry accused those arrested of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosque in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Death toll from a massive car bombing near Baghdad continues to climb, with as many as 130 people dead in that attack claimed by the Islamic State. Authorities are calling the attack, which wounded at least 170 others, the worst such bombing targeting Iraqi civilians in the past decade. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington that will be today. The threat posed by Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when he meets with President Obama at the White House. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office back in May. This is VOA News. Kenya's Westgate Shopping Mall in the capital Nairobi has reopened nearly 2 years after it became the scene of one of the country's worst terrorist attacks. Members of the Al-Shabaab militant group stormed Westgate Mall on September the 21st in 2013, hurling grenades, opening fire on shoppers and employees. Before the three-day siege ended, 67 people were dead. Olga Ercolano owns a business in that mall.
That day was really tragic. My staff, Caroline, who is a sales girl, she was there that day, and she was lucky to escape alive. But she also doesn't want to go back to those memories, you know. We just want to be positive and just move forward. And I'm really happy that this is all happening and it's opening again. And I'm happy to be back.
Al-Shabaab said the 2013 attack was retaliation for Kenyan troops' participation in anti-militant activities in neighboring Somalia. Attacks had taken a toll on Kenya's economy and its appeal as a tourist destination. Governors in at least six U.S. states have authorized the arming of personnel at National Guard facilities following Thursday's deadly attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On Saturday, the sailor who was wounded at a military support center died, raising the death toll in the attacks to five, including four Marines. VOA's Sharon Bain reporting now from Chattanooga.
As yet, no one knows why Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, a Kuwaiti-born naturalized American, on Thursday attacked two military facilities here. But some feel that the war the U.S. is fighting against terrorism has reached small-town America. Fear is normal, says Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher.
There are a number of people in our community that feel in fear of their safety in the aftermath of this. I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department and I personally, as their chief of police, are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
The latest shooting has unnerved people here. For those grieving, the shooting was simply a tragedy they were struggling to understand. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Also here in the U.S., scuffles broke out at a South Carolina state house Saturday after several dozen Ku Klux Klan members protesting the removal of the Confederate flag came face-to-face with African-American activists demonstrating nearby. The flag, viewed by opponents as a historic symbol of racial hatred toward African-Americans, was removed from the statehouse grounds in response to last month's killing of nine African-American churchgoers in the city of Charleston. President Obama has called the removal of the Confederate flag from the statehouse in South Carolina, which was mandated by state lawmakers, as a gesture of goodwill and racial healing. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.